Looking again at that 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, I'm going to read just the 12th and 13th verses. And it says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Listen, greater love hath no man than this, no man that he lay down his life for his friends. Again, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. I want to speak with you a little while this morning. Reflections of love without limits. Reflections, looking back at love without limits. This day is set aside that we might do just that. Look at those who have loved without limits. It was set aside, it's different than Veterans Day, it was set aside for those who had given the ultimate, paid the ultimate price. Those who were in the military and found themselves in different areas and different battles and different situations where it was very possible, probable in many cases, that they would not be able to get out of those situations. Those who went through into those, and then what we're celebrating and what we're looking at and what we're remembering, what we're reflecting on, is those who had enough love to go through all of that because they wanted to let those who they loved so much continue to live in freedom. Loved us enough to go out on a battlefield, yes, knowing that they could come back wounded or perhaps not come back at all. Reflecting on love without limits. Certainly those who went away into the battles and died on the battlefields, this day has been set aside and should have been set aside. It's important that we look at those who gave their lives for those who they loved, gave their lives for the environment that they wanted to continue to exist, this environment of liberty and love. Somehow they went out and died. They were willing to do that. That's what this day is all about. And Jesus had said here in the scriptures that greater love hath no man than that he lay down his life for his friends. I suppose the thing that I feel when I read this and when I realize that we can easily say that those who were on the battlefields and those who are part of the military who went out, many of them, even though they did not die out on the battlefield, they were there willing and ready and able to fight, really willing and able to die. They were putting their lives ahead of themselves for those they love so much, out on the battlefield. And so we come to sell it. Many of us had friends and loved ones who did die out on the battlefield. Many of us, though, have friends and loved ones who were out on that battlefield and they came back. They came back wounded. Or they came back, even though they made it back, somehow the things that they went through caused them to have all kinds of situations that caused them to have difficulty as they moved on. Some came back and they were unscathed, but the fact is they were out there. And so somehow, even though I know we're talking today and should focus on those who did not come back, I think we ought to also recognize those who went out there, those who were willing, those who were ready to die on the battlefield. They did not die, but somehow this should be a day also that we reflect on those who were loving enough to do that, loving enough to go out and die on the battlefield. But you know, this day has also gotten to be more than just those for the day for remembering the military. It's also gotten to be a day, and if you go out to any cemetery, you'll see a lot of people now carrying flowers for people who were not necessarily in the military, but people who showed them the kind of love that Jesus was telling them, talking about. They may not have died for them, but somehow it seemed like there was nothing and there were no limits. There were no set criteria that they had to go to provide in order to get that love that somebody was willing to give. Somehow we look now and we can see, certainly we have Father's Day and Mother's Day, and those are days that we sort of celebrate this. But many of us have had others who stepped into our lives, mothers for sure, fathers for sure, but others, somehow on this day we want to go out to the cemetery, those who have gone on to glory. We want to thank God for the fact that somehow they were a part of our lives. We want to thank God because somehow we know they changed our lives, that they helped us to get to where we are. Certainly this is a day where we celebrate the military who gave the ultimate price, but somehow we also want to celebrate those who God put in our lives who were willing to step up to this and do everything they could to bring us to where we needed to be, to lift us up to the levels where we needed to come, to bring us through difficult situations and be there when we needed them. Some have gone on to glory, and because they've gone on to glory on this day, this Memorial Day, we'll go out and we'll put flowers on graves and we'll put some cards perhaps even on the graves where they were laying. But you know, I guess as I go through this and as I've looked at the scripture and as I've thought about what the Lord is telling us, he wants us to show the kind of love that he showed, that limitless love, that kind of love that we're saying somebody showed to us, that person that's gone on to glory, he wants us to all be giving that kind of love so folks will be able to look at us and say that God has put us in their life. Each one of us should be trying, as Jesus is saying here, we should be trying to show that kind of limitless love. We may not die as Jesus did, but we should push ourselves to the point that whatever it is that is needed, we should be willing to have enough love to go on, go beyond what may seem to be normal, go beyond what may seem to be just what's needed. Go to the point where if someone needs something from us and we have the opportunity and the love to provide it for us, I'm talking about children in need. I'm talking about friends in need. I'm talking about neighbors in need. We need to have the kind of love so that they will be able to say that when love was needed, when a change was needed, when something was needed, somehow we had enough love to step up and to provide that. Love without limits. Love without limits. That's what those men did out on the battlefield. Love without limits. But we've got people in our lives, we talk about those who've gone on. But you know, as I think about this, and as I thought about this overnight, what we really should be looking at is we've got some people in our lives right now who are showing love without limits. And somehow, I know this is Memorial Day, and we're talking about, or Memorial Week, and we're talking about those who have gone on to glory, those who we can't throw our arms around anymore. That's who we celebrate on Memorial Day. But I guess what I'm saying is on this day, I'm just reminded that there are folks in our lives right now who we ought to be reaching out to. We shouldn't have to wait until they've gone on to glory to talk about how good they were. We need to give somebody some flowers right now. We need to recognize that Memorial Day is the time that we can set aside for those who have gone on. But even as we're celebrating and worshiping God for what he's done by giving us those people who've gone on home to glory, giving us those soldiers who are willing to go out on the battlefield and pay the ultimate price, we ought to be willing right now on this day to consider it to be a special day of love. Reach out to somebody who has shown you love. Don't wait until they've gone on to glory. Don't wait so you can write a nice epitaph and say what beautiful things they did. Don't wait and tell somebody later that you wish you had one more chance to give them a hug. Don't tell somebody later that, you know, that person was good to me. I wish I'd let them know how much I loved them and appreciated them. I believe even though now we're looking at those who have gone on, thanking God for those who are here, and we can celebrate the lives that they had and the love that they showed. I believe that on this day, we should be reminded there are people in our lives right now who we ought to be reaching out and giving a hug, not waiting until they're gone on to glory, not waiting until they can't hear our voice, not waiting until we can't throw our arms around them anymore. Right now, we ought to be taking this time to on my heart to tell you today that you ought not be waiting till somebody goes home to glory to start crying about the fact that you didn't tell them what you needed to tell them. Take the opportunity right now. Take the opportunity to get them on the phone. Take an opportunity to, we can text them now, all kinds of ways. Get in touch. Get in touch. Get in touch and let somebody know that you love them. Go ahead and say the words. Words are easy, though. I have to say that. We're not but and as we look at 1 John, the 14 and probably about 16 verse somewhere in there, he tells us we need to do it not just in word, and we need to make sure that we do it in deed. We need to show love, real love. Reach out with real love. I'm talking real love. Somebody has shown you love. Memorial Day, strange time, Pastor Stinger. Why should I go and tell mom that I love her today? Why should I go and tell that friend Memorial Day how much I care about them and how much I appreciate what they've done? I think it's a much better thing to do on this Memorial Day than on another Memorial Day when they've gone home to glory. Memorial Day. Focus on those who have given their lives for us, certainly. Focus on those who have gone on to glory. We certainly should do that and put flowers on all the tombs of the friends and loved ones who have gone on to glory. But certainly also on this day, take the opportunity to, on this day. Why not tomorrow? Well, you can do it tomorrow. But on this day, on this day, because somehow this day makes us reflect on the gifts that they gave. It makes us reflect on the love that they showed. Memorial Day is all about reflecting back on love that was limitless. Those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. But there are those in our lives who have sacrificed, shown so much love. We should take this opportunity, even on this day. Somebody's going to say, Pastor Stinger was way out in left field. We were talking Memorial Day, talking about people that gone on to glory. And he's telling us that we should be looking for folks who are alive and well. I believe that there's some folks that are alive and well that you ought to go talk to. Some folks that are alive and well who you just owe a hug to. I believe that some folks that are alive and well who would love to know that you appreciate what they've done. They didn't do it because they expected it to be broadcast or everybody would. No, no. They did it because of love. And you ought to reach out to them in that same kind of love. Somebody wants to hear it. Somebody may not expect to hear it, but I believe that they deserve to hear it. Somebody who's blessing you. Memorial Day. Certainly we need to praise God and thank God for those who stood up for us and paid the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this day was all set up for. And there are those who are part of our families and loved ones who have gone on to glory. Certainly we want to put flowers on their graves. But on this day also, whole new look at Memorial Day. Not because they may be close to death. None of those reasons. It's all because right now, you appreciate what they've done. Right now, you recognize them as a blessing. Right now, you know they showed you love at a level that was so high that somehow the Lord would say, yes, you're doing what I would have you to do. There's somebody who's been showing you that kind of limitless love. I recommend that you go and let them know how much you appreciate what they've done and how much you love them and how much you thank God and want to celebrate this day because he has made them a part of your life. Somebody needs to hear it. Maybe they don't feel they need it, but somehow when you give them that hug and let them know what you're feeling, I think it will make this day, Memorial Day, special to them because somehow they know that you remember what they've done and recognize that somehow they did it because of love. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, Father, we know that the love that we show and even the love that has been shown to us by those who are part of our lives can't possibly compare with the love that Jesus showed us at Calvary. All that he went through for love, the heavy cross that he carried, it was all about limitless love. The way he did not respond by causing all who were there to just fall dead, which he could, or calling legions of angels, which he could have done. But he carried it because of his unlimited love. Somehow, Father, we know that our love can never reach the level of his love. But as we were singing earlier, we want to be in your presence and we want to praise you and worship you and try to grow more and more like you. We're going to try to become more and more of what you are. Somehow, Father, we ask that you allow us to grow more in love. And Father, as we look at those who have touched our lives with that kind of love, that limitless love, that sacrificial love, Father, we ask that you remind us how much we owe to them, how much we owe to you for putting them in our lives. We thank you for that love. Certainly, we thank you for Jesus. Father, we realize that somehow we need to continue to grow in his love because he died for us for reasons that, as we look at it, we can't see why we were good enough to get his blood to be washed upon us. But we can't possibly see how he could care enough about us to suffer as he did. It was all about love. So, Father, on this day, this Memorial Day, we're reminded of his love, certainly. But we're reminded also of the love of others who you have put into our lives with that limitless level of love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to just have an opportunity to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to gather ourselves on this day. As we reflect back on the love that has been limitless, that limitless love that Jesus showed, and that love that seemed to be without limits in so many people who you placed in our lives. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus in his precious name, powerful, adorable name. Amen. 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 My Lord. Memorial Day, a time to reflect on limitless love, the limitless love of Jesus, and that love that so many people who Jesus put in our lives has shown to us as they reached out to us when we needed them throughout our lives, throughout our situations. Let us stand. Love without limits. When I say those words, somebody thinks about somebody in their life. Love without limits. Somebody who was there for them when they needed it. Somebody who you could, somehow when you got around them, they knew when something was wrong and they could work you through it and talk you through it and let you know that they were there for you. You think about it and all of a sudden there's a face that comes in front of you. Hopefully that person is still with you, but if they've gone on to glory, this Memorial Day is a time for you to go and show some appreciation, just maybe some flowers. But if that person is still alive, if that face that you've just seen, that face that came to you when we talked about limitless love, is still touching your life, is still there for you, take this opportunity to let them know. Go throw your arms around them and let them know that you thank God for them and you thank God for their love. Is there somebody here today? We talked about that love of those God has put in your life, but there's no more special person that has been put in your life than Jesus Christ, and no one who has shown more limitless love than Jesus Christ. There may be somebody here who has not responded to that limitless love by giving themselves over to Jesus. He's been waiting for you. He died on that cross to give you the opportunity that I'm talking about right now. He died on that cross that you might be able to give yourself over to him and have eternal life, have a home in glory, have an opportunity to spend eternity with him and with God. Is there somebody who wants to come now and say yes to the Lord? I accept the salvation. I recognize you as the Son of the living God. I know that you died for me that I might be able to have eternal life. Is there somebody who wants to say on this day, I've decided to make Jesus Christ my choice. I've decided to give myself over to him the way that he has given his life for me. Somebody's feeling that. Somebody's thinking that. Somebody's thinking, why not right now? He's not waiting for you to get it right. He's not looking for a bunch of perfect people to come to him. He's looking for you to come just as you are, imperfect though you might be, flawed though you may be, wrong though you may be. He wants you to know that you have an opportunity right now to become a part of that family that's going to have a home in glory. Is there someone who wants to say, or maybe now, maybe you've already said yes. Maybe you've already given yourself over to Jesus Christ and made some commitments even, the things that you were going to do because of the love that he had shown when you accepted him as Lord and Savior. But you did that somewhere else, and the commitments you made, they were somewhere else, and you're not able to get there now, and you haven't been able to fulfill those commitments that you made to the Lord. But if you feel comfortable here, if you feel good here, if you feel like perhaps this is the place where you can do what God would have you to do with the gifts he's given you and the capabilities that you have, if you'd like to become a part of this church family, why don't you come on? He's waiting for you. He's waited for you a long time. If you look at the picture there, you can see standing with his arms wide open. That's for you. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you.